A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightside, we're all friends here. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. This is The Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard. He's Alex Keery. Thanks so much for jumping in. Someone says that they went to
a Chuck-O-Rama the other day.
How long has this been? How far behind am I on the news, Alex?
Well, look, to be fair, we haven't done our... Apparently, we haven't done a good enough job of announcing buffets and their reopening and what the rules now are. Because this person texted and said they went the other day, masks, all that, they cut the meat for you, you're fine. Well, I want to know what stuff is not going to be available. Like, is that soft serve ice cream machine going to be available still?
I told you we should have led the show with this topic.
Oh, we should have known to lead the show with this. Ethan, I know that people were wondering about. They say, is this really the last of the Nightside Project? Are we going to get a stay of execution possibly? Oh, whoa. Hold on. Settle down there. Jeez.
You were teeing something up.
No, I am. Just this. This is the end of it. We're not going to keep pulling your leg here. Nightside Project not coming back after Friday. So we've done our job. Ethan's got an actual 9-to-5 job that we've been making him work till 8 in the evenings also as well.
Hey, man, I do the show anytime, any place with you.
Okay. Oh, that's sweet, buddy.
Just not next Monday. just not anytime after next Monday.
I will do the show every night this week with you, buddy. That's how much I'm dedicated to you. So you can send your gruntles or your disgruntles to 57500 as a text number. But we are also bringing you the same good news. Buffets are back open.
And, you know, here's the thing. Is it early? I don't know. Maybe it's a little early.
What, to bring the buffets back?
Yeah.
Our kids aren't going back to school. We're letting people get roast beef by the pound at their local all-you-can-eat place. But my kid can't go to school.
Let's set all that aside.
Okay, sure.
Let's set aside whether or not we are starting school too early. Let's set that aside. I think there's a lot to celebrate in how far we've come. I think the masks have been great. I think it's pretty clear that Salt Lake County's success with the masks has opened the door for the buffets. Right?
Yes. No.
That much is obvious.
Yeah. Everybody's got to wear masks. Cool. Everybody's got to wear masks in the serving area. Restaurant,
but
right?
It's flattened the curve back out because Utah's right. Most populous county, really doing the heavy lifting for the rest of the state and bringing that curve back
down. You're welcome.
And that has swung the door open now for us. You add in that some real positive news on the vaccine front, and I don't want to oversell it. That's not my job too. But, you know, I think we ought to be proud for how far we've come and be glad for how much progress we've made. I really do.
Last night you were talking about weird headlines, just like, you know, the headline generator for 2020. We basically would not be surprised by anything if we were to roll out headlines now that were, you know, super weird from the, from the conspiracies to whatever, to, you know, viruses, global pandemics, blah, blah, blah. But I get these emails from TV every night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the TV emails are what the stories that that the reporters are working on. They're like, hey, I'm working on this. Hey, I'm working on this. And they put the slug, which is the name, you know, basically the shorthand title for the story, what it's going to be in the newscast there in the thing. So here's what they're working on tonight. Davis school district changes.
Okay.
Chinese seeds.
And
Governor Herbert buffet order. I thought it was Governor Herbert ordered some roast beef and some macaroni salad this evening.
I'd be interested to see.
KSL5's Jed Bull, who has his journalism degree from the University of Michigan, has more from the scene.
Governor Herbert likes the mashed potatoes.
He's like, hold on, let me stir this gravy. It's got a skin on it. This is terrible. All right, so I'm just saying the Chinese seed story is a wild one because people have been receiving mysterious seeds, Ethan,
in the mail. Yeah, they
from
think it's,
China.
They think that what it is it's an effort by just online companies that are selling firms that are selling things online. What they'll do is they will sell. So they will pretend to have sold something to a customer so they can generate a fake review. But because they've got to have sent something to a customer. So what they'll do is they'll send this little package of almost worthless seeds to a customer who doesn't know anything about it.
Was just in the database.
It doesn't matter.
At some point. Yeah.
All they had to do is generate a shipment to a customer, and then they go back and say, "Oh yeah, man, this guy bought a DVD player and he loves it. Here's his review." And that's apparently what they're doing.
The increase in plant size was immediate as soon as you bought those seeds.
I'll tell you what, though, it is creepy that they're seeds because my very first thought was, oh my gosh, what kind of absurd biological warfare
trying to wage on us. They're sending over corona seeds. You're growing corona flowers in your garden.
You know what it made me think of? In World War II, Japan actually, they would launch these bombs on balloons, like across the Pacific. So they would land in North America. They wanted to start forest fires. So they would send incendiary bombs just on balloons, trying just drifting them across. They'd land someplace randomly and start a forest fire. That's what it kind of reminded me of, that just weirdo, random. Anyway,
this one says, okay, now this one says buffets,
more straightforward
buffets have been open for months. We've gone to Pizza Pie Cafe, Chuck-O-Rama, Golden Corral. Is it Chuck-O-Rama or Chuck-O-Rama? Chuck-O-Rama, right? That's the preferred. I say it like I don't know. I've been there 1,000 times, but I don't know. As I read it, I didn't know if I've been saying it wrong this whole time. I think the governor needs to eat at the buffets a few more times. I agree. We do. And that's why we're going to be reporting the hard-hitting stuff on what Governor Herbert ordered at a local buffet. So that's going to be on tonight's KSL News 5 at 10 o'clock. I think it just says Governor Herbert's buffet order. So I'm assuming it's going to be that. You know what I've been doing? Okay, sorry. My goodness. Oh, I wanted to get to this story, Ethan.
All right.
And that is about high school sports. While we are at the same time discussing that we're not going to be having the same type of school experience for your kids this fall, there are going to be sports going forward. So Governor Herbert, of course, tweaked what is allowed under the orange the moderate risk guidelines that have been keeping West, East, Highland, Judge, and Roland Hall schools, out of the athletic. They wouldn't have been participating if he would not have tweaked this.
Yeah, Salt Lake District is.
You're right. And so they're the ones that are in orange still. But now they're trying to figure out how to do this. And they are going to make sure that high school sports are going to go off. Now, here's the question. And I had this. This was an actual water cooler discussion here at the office today with one of our sports producers from television, Matt Glade. He goes, yeah, looks like high school is going to go on. He feels pessimistic about college. There's some reasons to feel that way and some reasons that, some schools are just going to go forward. And we heard Ohio State today say they're going to let 20,000 fans into the stadium per game instead of the 100,000 that usually come to the Horseshoe. And so what are high schools going to do, though? Limiting spectators is much different. The student sections at high school games are going to be very difficult to police and to regulate. Concessions, how do you regulate those things? Some schools are not going to do them at all. Some schools are going to be allowed to do it. But what about parents showing up to these games? What about telling parents that they're not allowed to come to games? So all these things have to come into you have to consider all of these things when you're bringing everybody back to do high school sports. Road games versus home games. Sending all these guys out and girls out on buses to go to these different places. All riding together in pretty close proximity. Probably wearing masks, but maybe not. I mean, it's going to be a hard thing to navigate here because sports are one of these places, and some of these full contact sports are going to be places where this thing could go really, really wild and shut it down real quick.
When do you think we'll lose our nerve? Because you know that when people get together, the virus spreads, right? That's just what happens. And we know that school is an opportunity for the spread of this in and out of the student population, and of course back home to parents, grandparents, siblings, things like that. At what point do you think we're going to lose our nerve? Because we're going to see.
We're pretty good about anything. We're opening up buffets. We're good about everything. Dude.
Yeah, but it's also we've also been able to really kind of keep it tamped down, thanks in part to the fact that it's summertime, and so it's a little bit easier to keep, you know, people away from each other, right?
Sure.
I mean, it's certainly been a lot easier for my kid to keep my kids out of harm's way than it will be when school starts up in a couple of weeks and they're right in the hallway. And it's that's what I'm wondering is what is the trigger point? At what point will the state say, okay, now this is too much? It's spreading too quickly through the schools, so we got to walk this back somehow. And I wonder how quickly that'll come.
Here's how they're doing it in your school district. Canyon School District is going to require every person attending a game, whether it's JV or varsity, for soccer or football, to have a ticket in hand. The schools will only allow 25% of their capacity for these outdoor stadiums.
Okay.
Some events are going to cost money and others will not. They said that they'll live stream every contest that they can, but that's dependent on internet availability. Having broadcast games from some of these stadiums, I will tell you, internet availability is garbage at a lot of these places.
Yeah.
It's not good. So this is going to be a hard thing to tackle. And so do you see what I did there?
Yeah, a little pun, a little sports pun.
Sports pun there.
Well done.
I do it. Look, I'm a sports director here.
Well, I get that. I know that everyone's got plans that seem reasonable now, right? My question is, when we see this much-anticipated second wave that everyone was concerned about that would come in the fall and correspond to the winter months, at what point are we going to lose our nerve? That's my question, and I don't think that we know. I don't think we have an idea. Let's take a break.
You're also having a huge amount of people who are trying to get folks to come from out of state to play here in Utah because Utah's going to play. Our neighboring states, a lot of them, are not playing. We'll take the break. News, traffic, and weather right now. When we come back, more of the insane Nightside Posse around the corner. Stay with us. The Nightside Project continues on KSL News Radio.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.